Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast for The Foreigner at the Little Theater of Alexandria, running September 12th through October 3rd. The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, directed by Frank Pasqualino, produced by Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell. This is episode 3, and we're going to look at a little bit about what The Foreigner is all about, and we're going to talk to myself and Michael Reed about what it is that brought them to this show. We want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening once again, and remind you that if you want to get tickets to see The Foreigner, you can check out the website at thelittletheater.com, or you can call 703-683-0496. That's the box office number for the Little Theater, and you can get your tickets for the upcoming weeks. We look forward to seeing you there. So it was brought to my attention recently that the podcasts, while they've been informative and highly entertaining, have yet to really address what is The Foreigner, what is this show, what is it all about. And so I want to read you a little something straight from the Little Theater of Alexandria website, description of the show, and then I'll talk a little bit more about it. So the quote is, "Meet Charlie, a tremendously shy Englishman who has a pathological fear of speaking to strangers. When his friend invites him to a fishing lodge for a getaway, Charlie pretends to be a foreigner who cannot understand English in order to keep him from facing his fear of strangers. Taking advantage of the fact that he won't understand, those at the lodge confide in him. Charlie discovers not all is what it seems, and he must find a way to save the day without blowing his cover." That's a pretty good description, honestly, of this show. It takes place, according to the program and according to the script, it takes place in the recent past. We've actually chosen to set the play around 1983 or 84, which is when it was written. So you'll see that in some of the costumes, and you know, there are no cell phones or anything like that in the show. Nothing really very modern going on. The show is definitely a comedy. There's no doubt about that, if you were unaware of that side of it here. And it's got a lot of very, very funny moments, a lot of laugh out loud type of moments, and so far the audiences have liked it quite a bit. They've been laughing a lot. I guess that about sums it up for what the show is all about. The different characters that are involved in the show, you've got Charlie, who's the Englishman, and who is made quote unquote the foreigner. His friend Froggy LeSueur, this is another British character, and he kind of brings Charlie into this whole situation. There's Betty Meeks. She's the owner of the fishing lodge where Charlie is staying. Catherine Sims is the an ex-deb who is engaged to Reverend David Marshall Lee, who is a reverend in that area. There's also Ellard Sims. That's Catherine's baby brother. He's not exactly the swiftest guy in the room. In addition to that, you've got Owen Musser, and Owen is kind of a local around these parts. This all takes place in Tillman, Georgia. Tillman County, Georgia, excuse me. Not a real place, as it turns out, but about 100 miles away from Atlanta is where this is supposed to be taking place. So there's your character rundown. Now I get a chance to sit down and talk to Michael Reed about what it is that brought him to The Foreigner.
Tell me a little bit about your what brought you here.
Well, 2 days before, a day or two before auditions, Frank emailed me and said, "I'd really like you to audition for this show." And I'd been looking for something to do for the fall, and I remember doing this show, half this show, in college and having a good time. So I was like, "Hey, why not?"
So you had some experience with this in college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Somebody, I mean, I'm in my sandwich.
You just found it. That would be Frank. Our wonderful director put M&M's in Nate's sandwich.
And that's also part of what brought Michael to this part.
Yes.
The M&M's.
My lettuce has bones. No one deboned the lettuce.
So are you, so are you glad now that it's opening night? Are you satisfied with the show? Are you glad you did this?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, might as well be.
Yeah. No.
Could have been worse.
I'm going to tank it on purpose because I'm just so bitter.
Wow. Can you wait until the closing night?
No.
No.
I'm just going to actually, I'm going to start speaking in a fake language and have everyone stare at me.
Okay. That'll definitely.
And then I'm going to yell at the third audience member from the left and ask him why he's chewing so loud. And then I'm going to cry.
So if you are
listening. And then in act two.
So if you're listening to this and you were at opening night and you saw all that happen, now you can know it was all premeditated.
He didn't have a nervous breakdown. He's been planning this for weeks.
He knew that was going to happen. Well, all right. Very good. Thank you. Now, to tell you a little bit about my experience with The Foreigner, I actually did this show originally back in 2000 at Penn State University with a group called No Refund Theater. And it was directed at that point by John Kyoto, assistant director Sarah Joy Leibowitz. And that show was, obviously it was a cast of college students. We did it in a lecture hall with a set that had to be taken down each night with flats and pretty sparse furniture and whatnot. Now you'll see that the set that we have for The Foreigner here at LTA is much, much bigger, much, much better set. But that was originally how I got introduced to the show. I played the role of Charlie then, just as I do now, and just loved the show. Thought it was fantastic. Probably back in, I think it was 2005 or 2006, we did this show at the GW Community School, a high school where I teach. I'm in charge of the theater department there. And so I directed The Foreigner there and had a bunch of the kids in it, and it was a really great experience as well. We also had a very minimal set there as we performed it basically in the main room of the school. Not your traditional school, no stage, no gym, no anything like that, just kind of in an office building. And so we performed in the main room there. It was a lot of fun also. So when I heard that Frank was directing The Foreigner at LTA, I wanted to audition for sure. I started scheduling time to audition and scheduling the time that the play was running way back. The auditions were at the end of July. I think I started preparing for this in June, beginning of June. And as it turned out, when it was originally, we had the auditions, turned out that a trip I had planned was during the rehearsal period. I was going to be away for an entire week. And so I canceled the trip, or actually made it a little bit shorter so that I wouldn't miss rehearsals, so that I could do this show. Just because it is such a fun show, and it is, it's really something that I really wanted to do, and so much so that I was, kind of willing to change my life around in order to do it. I also, like I said, teach, and we just started school last week, and the show opened at the end of our first week of school. So that was a little rough too, but making it work, making it all come together. And that's what community theater is all about, people having other lives and then making this whole theater thing work for them. Thank you all very much for listening. We really hope you come out and see the show. Once again, that's playing from September 12th to October 3rd at the Little Theater of Alexandria in Old Town, Alexandria, Virginia. You can call the box office at 703-683-0496 or go to thelittletheater.com to get your tickets and come on out and see the show. A big thank you to everybody that helped out with the podcast this week and all the weeks leading up to now and in the future as well. And stay tuned for more podcasts as the run continues. Take care.